Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, November 16th, being brought to you by the King of Jerk. I have been waiting for this all week, y'all. It's going down tomorrow. Make sure y'all come on out there and join me for the launch of King of Jerk. It's located 110 Morris Chapel Road. I'm going to be out there from 12 until 2 p.m. All of the details about it are on our website, power98fm.com. But we're going to eat good, all right? So make sure you come on an empty stomach, you come out there, and we're going to eat good. The launch of King of Jerk. I cannot wait. All right. The culture was shocked yesterday when we learned about the death of Kim Porter. The model and actress was found dead in her L.A. home yesterday after going into cardiac arrest. A source close to Kim says that she was recently sick with pneumonia. Kim leaves behind four children, three with Diddy, 20-year-old Christian, and their twins, 11-year-old daughters, Jesse James and Delilah. She also has one son with R&B singer Al B. Shore. He's 27-year-old Quincy Porter, was just 47 years old. Prayers up for the entire family. Nelly is back in some hot water. A new woman is suing him for an alleged sexual assault after one of his shows in England. The woman who was filed as Jane Doe claims that she met Nelly after one of his concerts back in December of 2017, and he asked her to stick around after a meet and greet. She goes on to say that Nelly masturbated in front of her multiple times. She claims that she told him to put his pants back on. An argument ensued, and then he forced his private parts into her mouth. And then that's when she jumped back and was able to flee the room. Now, what does Nelly have to say about this allegation? He says, "I do not plan on walking away quietly. I have to speak up for my family and for the real victim strong enough to come forward and face people that have actually assaulted them." Well, it has been a long time coming, but Mariah Carey's new album has arrived. It's called Caution, and it features 10 songs, and it also has cameos by Ty Dolla $ign, Slick Rick, and a couple of other people, and it also has some production by Timbaland and DJ Mustard. So you all can check that out. It is available today, Mariah Carey's new album called Caution. A community in Brooklyn has worked hard to get Notorious B.I.G.'s childhood street renamed in his honor. On Wednesday, the Brooklyn Community Board approved the renaming of a portion of St. James Place between Gates Avenue and Fulton Street. It's going to be called Christopher Wallace Way. In the final steps, all they have to do is get the mayor and city council to approve the petition. Good luck on that. Happy birthday to Lisa Bonet. I'm Miss Jessica, the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.